Track 5, page 10. Research news in brief. Damaged maculas could be rebuilt. Research from the London Project to Cure Blindness suggests that people whose maculas are damaged by age-related or myopic macular disease could have their sight restored. In a talk for the Macular Society, Professor Pete Coffey explained, "If you think of the back of the eye like layers of an onion, you've got three layers. The top part, the neural retina, contains all the cells that are sensitive to light. The middle layer, the RPE, is crucial to keeping that top part healthy. Then, below that, there's the blood supply that gives nutrients to both the other layers." Advances in technology mean that as well as creating replacement light sensing and RPE cells, researchers can now also create the network of blood vessels needed to keep them healthy. In effect, an entire light-sensitive retina in a dish. Professor Coffey's previous research aimed to treat people with age-related macular degeneration, AMD. But this development could also help the growing number of people with macular disease caused by severe short-sightedness, myopia. He continued, "We are now close to being able to think seriously about rebuilding a macula, but there's still a fair bit of preclinical work to be done. It's not just a case of funding trials. There's still science to be done to get to the stage where we feel confident that it's safe and will have some impact." Page 11. 90% of AMD risk in one of two genes. Age-related macular degeneration, AMD, is in fact two separate diseases, each driven by a mutation on a different chromosome, according to Professor Gregory Hagerman from the University of Utah. Speaking as part of the Macular Society's program of virtual clinics, he laid out research suggesting that 95% of people with AMD had mutations on either chromosome 1 or 10. Although both eventually led to the death of retinal pigment epithelial, RPE, cells and loss of sight, the process leading to that point was different depending on where the mutation was located. Patients whose AMD was driven by mutations on chromosome 1 had different patterns of drusen, different retinal thickness, and were more likely to develop dry AMD than those with chromosome 10 mutation. Professor Hagerman went on to explain how gene therapy could reverse the effects of a chromosome 1 mutation, and to suggest that treatments developed for AMD could be effective for many other diseases affecting the rest of the body. These chromosomes and these mutations exist in cells throughout your body. It would be naive to think that they only cause disease in the eye. The good news is that any treatments developed to treat AMD caused by mutations to chromosome 1 and 10 should help treat these other diseases too. See Professor Hagerman and Professor Coffey's full talks at macularsociety.org/virtualclinics and register for more of our virtual clinics held on the third Tuesday and last Thursday of each month. We are extremely grateful to the Linbury Trust for their generous grant funding, which has helped us to run these virtual clinics.